Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. Same number in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. That good news is simply this. Jesus Christ is alive. I don't think there's a better sentence that's ever been spoken in the world today. Jesus Christ is alive, and because he lives, we live. Boy, and that's even better news that God has invited us to participate in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ. And when we do, his good news story becomes our good news story. And it all started in the heart of God. It started in his desire to reconcile man back to himself. And that was before creation even began. God knew what Adam and Eve were going to do, and he already had Jesus in mind. He was already going to send Jesus on our behalf so that we could be restored or reconciled back to God. And that's our theme this month, reconciliation. It is a huge word in the Bible. It's not something that we talk about a whole lot unless we are talking about race relations and racial reconciliation, those sort of things. But we're really going to get down to the heart and soul of what reconciliation is, how it first began in the heart of God, his desire to reconcile us, preceded his act to send Jesus to forgive us of all of our sins and then to raise him back to life so that we could experience eternal life. Mm-hmm. All that originated in the very heart of God. And our key passage for the month, and we'll come back to this several times as we go through the month of March, is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. And the key verses on reconciliation are actually verses 18 through 20, but we'll start in 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. So if you are in Christ, you're a new creation. Your old self is gone. You have been raised to walk in the newness of life. Now, all this is from God. So none of this originated with us. It wasn't our plan. There wasn't a big committee meeting that gathered to come up with this idea of reconciliation, this idea of the gospel. All of it was from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So not only did God reconcile us through Christ, through the shed blood of Christ, he invited us to participate in that ministry of reconciliation to the world. And here's what that ministry is all about, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So how's that for good news? And how's that for authority that's been given to us to go out into the world and to talk to any person, man, woman, boy, or girl, and say to them, right now, God is not counting your sins against you. Wow, what great news is that? Dude. Boy, I know as a kid, I was counting every sin that I did against me. I mean, I had a long list, and Richard, I know yours was longer.
I win.
But yeah, we count those sins against us, and we start to view God through that long list of sins. And boy, that just really distorts our understanding of who God is. And then this gospel message breaks through, and Jesus says to us, I'm no longer counting your sins against you. And he says that to us because he went to a cross. He died in our place. He took our sins away from us, and he suffered the punishment. And so he's no longer counting those sins against us. He's delivered to us that message of reconciliation so that we can take that out there in the world. So that's what we are as children of God. We are ministers of reconciliation.
Yes.
So there are lots of issues that we face in life. There's you know, abortion's a big issue that's out there that we talk about, and it's something that we should talk about. There's racial reconciliation, there's oppression, there's economic issues. All of these things are out there, but as children of God, we need to enter each and every one of those as God leads, with this idea that in those arenas we're to be ministers of reconciliation. I can guarantee you that in every one of those arenas, there are people who are counting their sins against them. There are people who are counting others' sins against them.
Yes.
But not God, not Jesus. He's no longer counting men's sins against them. And he has given us that message. Let's carry it to the world with boldness, with passion, with conviction, with sincerity, so that people can come to Christ and be reconciled to him. As Paul goes in, I beg you, I implore you, as an ambassador of Christ, be reconciled to God. Jesus has done the work. Allow that work to work in your heart to move you to that point where you're reconciled with God. You're on the same page. You're at peace with him.
I think you can condense it down to getting the word out. Well, this is Basic Gospel, where we do that every day. We would love to hear from you and allow you to be a part of it at 844-322-2742. The number is available in the U.S. and in Canada. The lines are wide open, plenty of time. And if you have a question that you've held on to and for some reason been reluctant to pose it, we encourage you to pick up that phone right now. Give us a call. That number again, 844-322-2742. Late in the broadcast yesterday, we addressed a question from Jose, and it was basically a two-part question. And, Bob, you answered the first part of it, and we promised Jose that we'd get to the second part today. And the second part is, he says, my mother has told me that she has a girlfriend, and it really hurts. Is there a way to express that to her? Is God mad that I haven't spoken up and that I still love my mom? That's the question from Jose.
It's a great question, and I think if that's something that's on your heart, that's something that is confusing to you, you don't quite understand the whys of it, just talk to your mom. Just tell her, hey, this is confusing to me. I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know what's happening. Let's talk. Boy, we're afraid to talk to one another, and
yes.
I think that needs to change. And I think this truth about reconciliation should be able to give us the confidence to jump into those conversations, knowing that Christ isn't counting sins against people because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So we can stand on that foundation. We can stand on that solid rock, and we can have a conversation, and we can talk about those issues. Sometimes people get involved in things like that, and they're really not sure. And if somebody shows a little care, a little concern, a little compassion, bring some truth to the situation, maybe they start to rethink it. Maybe their eyes get turned to Jesus. Maybe their eyes get turned to the gospel. So don't be afraid to jump into those conversations. Just ask questions. What's going on? What's happening here with you, Mom? I love you. I'm concerned. I'm confused. Tell me. Let's talk. And I think with that, that could open up the doors to really have some good substantive conversations about Jesus, his love, his grace, and his mercy.
Jose, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, we have plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. We thank you for joining us. We'd love for you to really join us by posing that question today, 844-322-2742.
Well, before we go to another email question, let's just talk a little bit about Basic Gospel and what's going on in our ministry of late.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, our board convened, had their annual meeting. All three of us were a part of that. It was one of the most, encouraging meetings we've ever had.
Surely
as a board of directors.
Yes.
We have a couple of new guys that have joined us, Eric Hendricks and Dave Cuppett. Eric from Childress, Texas. Dave from Canaan Valley, West Virginia. Both so excited to be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. Both talented, skilled, creative, passionate, convinced that this is the only message the world needs to hear. and they came with sleeves rolled up, armed and ready to
pitched right in, do
whatever they can to move this mission forward. So a lot of excitement there. Bob, you and I were just at NRB last week, and boy, what a time we had.
Absolutely. I was so encouraged when I came, when I got back. You stayed a day over. That's the reason I'm saying I instead of we. You stayed over another day. But I did. I came back very, very encouraged, and I'm looking forward to some things that are in the offing, and we'll talk about them a little bit later as they unfold, but some really, really exciting things in the offing for us as we have talked to some very major radio networks that might be carrying our one-minute program and developing that along with our weekend edition. I think there's some very, very exciting things that are in the office.
Very exciting things. And we talked with a group that is putting together, you know, just one of the slickest mobile apps I think I've ever seen, and technologically as good as anything out there in the world. And if that opportunity really opens up to us, I mean, it would put us in front of 3 to 4 million new people, young people, between 20 and 35. And boy, what an amazing opportunity that would be at very low cost.
And they're all going to order the free materials.
That's exactly right. So we came back from NRB very excited about the opportunities that are out there to get the word out. You know, there's radio. Radio's always going to be kind of our number one way to minister to people, to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. But there are so many other media channels to explore. You know, we're already on social media. We already have a spot on the internet where we're delivering this program live through oneplace.com. We have our podcast. We have our mobile app. But more and more things are being created to deliver this good news. And this good news is the message that needs to be delivered. There's no other message like it. There's no other message that addresses the real problem of man, sin and death. Jesus did. He addressed it. He dealt with it once and for all. He beat death. He came out of that grave. And so our enemies have been defeated. And when we stand with Jesus, we stand victoriously. We get to share his very life. That's what the world longs for. And for so long, Christianity has developed a marketer's approach to ministry. So we go out, we discover what people want, we try to create what people want and deliver it to them. So it's been a felt needs-driven message. So we're trying to help moms be good moms. We're trying to help dads be good dads. We're trying to help husbands be good husbands and wives be good husbands. We're trying to help believers to be good workers in the workplace. We're all of these practical things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But those are just soulish things. Those things don't go deep to the spirit. And that's where the gospel message goes. And so people have been left wanting more. I know how to be a good husband. I've got that down right. Our kids are growing up well. We've got that down. We know how to manage our money. We know how to do this. But still, there's something gnawing deep within. And what is it? Well, they're not really connected to the love of Christ in a genuine and authentic way, one that transforms, one that really anchors them and shapes every other area of life. That seems to be the missing ingredient. So this message, this gospel, this basic delivery of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ is needed today more than ever before. And we have the platforms. These platforms are being built and put into place for us to take advantage, to get the word out. Yeah. And that's why we need people to come alongside of us to help get the word out, to help take advantage of these opportunities. Richard, you came into our staff meeting today. You brought some great information about January and February, some of the best we've had in the last 5 years, are actually the best.
The best.
Months we've ever had as far as contributions in the last five. That's saying something.
It is. And it's so vitally important to know why it matters, because we're going to continue proclaiming this gospel no matter what. But if we get way behind financially and we're constantly digging out of a hole, it pulls us away from the proclamation of the gospel. Yes. Because we have to be careful. But when people respond the way they did in January and February, it frees us to say thank you to them and thank you to Jesus for the opportunity to just be as strong as we can possibly be with this message.
Yes, indeed. And so to all of those who have given this year, thank you so much. But folks, if you're out there, you're listening, you want to be a part of delivering the good news, getting the word out so that others can experience new life in Christ, so that they can be raised to walk in the newness of life. If you want to help others shed fear and guilt and shame, and walk freely in their relationship with Christ, if you want folks to really experience true, genuine, authentic freedom, there's only one place for them to get it, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. Come on board. Help us get the word out. Your gift will be a gift of mercy, bringing true help to those in need. Your gift will be a gift of reconciliation, helping those that feel a million miles away from God to be drawn close. Your gift will be a gift of justification, helping folks stand confidently in the fact that they've been declared righteous in the sight of God. Your gift will be a gift of forgiveness, helping someone shed fear, guilt, and shame, and to rest confidently in the finished work of Christ. I can't think of a better gift to give than that.
Absolutely.
So we ask you to give. Come on board with us. Be a part of this basic gospel ministry. Help get the word out and make a significant difference, a genuine impact in the world today.
Yes, indeed. You can go online right now to basicgospel.net. Click donate on any page. That's basicgospel.net. You can speak with Billy, our operator, right now at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. And something we don't do every day is give the full address. Of course, it is Basic Gospel. That is at 751-751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Any of those three ways is a great way to give to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Queens, New York, and talk with Scott, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon, brothers.
Good afternoon to you. What's on your mind?
Just basically to reiterate what you were saying about how our Lord has taken all of our sins upon himself. As you were making mention of that, an illustration came to mind. It's like you go to a pharmacist with a prescription for your ailment, and the pharmacist fulfilled that prescription to the letter, and then it's up to you to take that medicine, but you have to take it according to the directions in order to get healing. So that's basically how our Lord and Savior, views us. He said, he that loves me will keep my commandments. And we must keep his commandments in order to have the sins that we have committed, that he took upon himself, in order for us to be freed and released from that. And, you know, one of the most important things that we have to remember, as in John chapter 8, when the woman caught in adultery, our Lord and Savior clearly said, "Woman, where art thou accusers?" And she said, "There are none." And our Lord and Savior said, "Neither do I accuse you." But you have to remember, he said at the tail end of that, "Go and sin no more." So, you know, while helping people to appreciate that Jesus Christ died for their sins.
Hey, Scott, I'm going to jump in right now. Boy, when you say it's a good thing to appreciate Jesus, but I think you're walking on a slippery slope. It's a good thing to appreciate Jesus, period. I'm saved because of his grace. There is no other reason. I'm forgiven because of his shed blood. I walk in the newness of life because of his resurrected life. I'm free today because of his indwelling presence through the Holy Spirit. This is a message about Jesus. And he's going to work in us this new heart of belief in him. That's his command, that we trust him. It's not those 10 that you're probably referring to, Scott. It's this new law of faith, hope, and love that the Spirit writes on our hearts. This is the good news. And when we start to try to balance out the grace of God with human responsibility, we are going down a slippery slope. You look out in the world and you see where human responsibility has gotten us. It is a mess out there. Why? Because human responsibility, human effort is going to be charged with sin, with flesh, with greed, with selfish ambition. There's only one way to walk free from that, and that is by the grace of God. One way and one way only. That is the gospel. So let's appreciate Jesus, period, and allow Jesus to be the author and finisher of faith in us, and allow Jesus to empower his life to be lived through us. Then and only then will we see the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. All glory goes to him. Richard.
Yeah, going back to what we started with in 2 Corinthians 5, a couple of weeks back, our pastor at church used this passage to talk about spiritual warfare. And spiritual warfare is Satan trying to drive wedges between us and God, between each other, and all of that, to ruin this reconciliation. This reconciliation is a once-and-done thing because of who Jesus is, in every bit as much truth and power as our salvation is a once-and-done thing because of who Jesus is. Nothing can ever cause us to be unreconciled from God. Once we have accepted him, once that forgiveness is ours, we will never be unreconciled again. And when we come to that conclusion, that's when things begin to change. If we're dealing with it on the basis of fear, ooh, if I mess up, maybe God's not going to like me as much, I guarantee you, you're just going to smack face first into a wall every time. But if you go with this reconciliation, like Paul is talking about here, your life will change.
Yes.
Victory will happen.
All of this is
all
from God. And I know there are listeners out there, and Scott's comments about we have to obey the commands. There are people desperately trying to obey all of those 10 commands, and plus all the different things maybe their church has put on them or some spiritual leader has put on them, and they are trapped by human effort. They're doing the best they can, but it seems like the harder they try, the further behind they fall, the more distant God becomes. There may be others that have just given up and have recognized that it's just hopeless for me. There's no way that I can be in God's good graces. I've tried to earn my way there. Well, that's not the gospel.
No.
The gospel story is about Jesus. Jesus who came, proclaimed himself to be God, who took upon himself the sins of the world, who died in our place, who was buried to put an end to the old, who was raised so that we could experience a newness of life. There may be people out there listening today that have never come to faith in Jesus Christ. And today we are inviting you to receive Jesus. He came to his own, but his own received him not. But those who did receive him, he gave the right to become children of God, not born of human will or consent, but born of God. Today could be your day of receiving new life in Jesus Christ. If that's your desire, would you just pray along with me? Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for taking away my sins. Thank you for being raised back to life so that I could have eternal life. And so today I receive you as Lord and God. I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And now I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for these things in Christ's name. Amen.
And friends, if that's you, we would love to hear from you. You can drop us an email to let us know that you've prayed along with Bob, and you can do that by addressing us at bob@basicgospel.net. We would truly love to hear from you. Also, we want you to stay in touch with Basic Gospel while you're on the go by downloading the Basic Gospel app. Also, we invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. Click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page of the website at basicgospel.net. We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will too. Bye-bye.